Hello, everyone, and welcome to Newsworthy Clips for the month of April. My name is Brandon Bryant, and I have two panelists here with me, and I would like them to introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Catherine.
Hi, and it's Lois here today.
Okay, and of course, those are familiar panelists, and we are glad to have you here in the studio today as we kick off this month's Newsworthy Clips article, but we want to be careful because we don't want to hurt our spines, right?
I think that's what the first article will be about, yes.
We have to be careful what we do. We don't want to jump into this article too quickly because we might hurt our backs.
Oh, right? Listen to those play on words today.
He's so clever.
He is. At least he thinks he is.
Yes, that might be the case. Well, as usual, or often in Newsworthy Clips, we do take a look at some health-related topics, and this first topic is related to the body. We're talking about your spine or your backbone. And it says, never, ever put your spine at risk. Now, panelists, have you ever put your spine at risk?
Well, I'm thinking of possibly when I've gone downhill skiing, because I always think I'm better than I am. So then maybe I do a little bit of risky skiing that I'm probably not qualified to do. And yes, you can put your spine at risk.
Yeah, why? That. Because if you fall down?
Exactly. If you fall down or maneuver the wrong way, or, you know, if you're really not doing too well on those hills and you kind of hit somebody else. I know somebody that happened to was a good skier, and they really did put their spine at risk.
Yeah, so basically, you have to be careful. Doesn't mean you can't have fun, but of course, we want to just be cautious. Catherine, have you ever put your spine at risk?
Well, I can't think of a time where I've directly injured my spine, but I can think of many times where I've fallen backwards, and maybe I felt like I jarred it a few times. It
okay.
happens.
All right, so Catherine, how many times have you fallen? It sounds like this is kind of a pattern, maybe?
Well, yes, I am what you would call a clumsy person, so I suppose I have fallen many times in my life. I don't think I could really come up with a number for that.
Well, there you go, everyone. So sometimes, you know, we do have problems just even walking, right? Sometimes you run into things.
Oh, yes.
We've even seen presidents do that. They run into glass doors and so forth. And so,
or down the stairs of an airplane. We've seen that.
Yes. Oh, yes. And so we do have to be careful.
Done both of course, those things.
Of course, accidents do happen, but sometimes we just do, well, stupid things, right? We are not careful and we know better. And I think that's especially what we want to watch out for. We can't prevent every accident, right?
No.
But we do want to protect our spines. And I think, of course, when you're playing a sport, for example, or as Lois was talking about, she went skiing, you know, that's something where accidents can occur very easily. We just want to be cautious and to be careful and to protect ourselves as much as possible. When I look at an article like this, I don't want people to think that, oh, well, you can't do anything. Sometimes we can be overprotective, right? And we can't be that way, but
right.
we need to be cautious.
And if you are overprotective, sometimes you kind of, what they say, stiffen up a bit. So then chances are you're not being as flexible as your body naturally would be. And that's when injuries really do happen to your spine or body or whatever.
That's a great point, Lois. Sometimes we are too afraid. And we need to loosen up a bit, but maybe not too much. Well, let's get into our first reading. We are on page 30, so go ahead. Open up your magazines, if you have your magazine there in front of you, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Never, ever put your spine at risk. A spinal cord injury doesn't have to be deadly to be life-altering. According to the Mayo Clinic, damage to any part of the cord will affect bodily functions below the site of the injury. A vehicle accident or a hard fall can have the same traumatic effect as a major athletic injury. Many athletes, both elite and recreational, put themselves at risk of a spinal cord injury without even knowing it. With this picture in mind, you can probably guess the types of movement that put your spine at risk. One is jumping or dropping a relatively long distance. If you're falling, think of a cat and try to land on your feet. Land with knees bent. Research shows that landing with bent knees greatly minimizes the impact of a fall. Don't voluntarily jump off curbs, picnic tables, or fences if you haven't practiced jumping from those heights. Even if it's only a 3-foot drop, the backbone can twist, you can stiffen up, your feet can slide out upon landing. There are just too many accidents in the making.
Okay, so we're talking about the spine, and we start off with the spinal cord here. And a spinal cord, of course, is a set of nerves inside the spine that connect the brain to other nerves in the body. Now, what's going on is you have the central nervous system, and in the central nervous system is the brain and spinal cord. And the spinal cord is made of soft tissue, and it's surrounded by bones, and it extends downward from the base of your brain and is made up of nerve cells. But the point I really want to get to is that in the spinal cord, messages are carried between the brain and the rest of the body. And so that's very important because it controls parts of your body, right, Lois?
It's like your computer, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's actually sending messages. And the interesting thing about the spinal cord is, I think when you're talking about it here, Brandon, and it's also in our specialized terms, our readers will want to go on Google and look up images because it is fascinating. I know that if you've ever been to a physiotherapist or a chiropractor, they usually have an actual model of a spine. Mm-hmm. And they show you just exactly what you described, Brandon. And it really helps you understand what this important part of our body that really makes our body function is all about.
That's right. And it controls what the spine does. It's sending back these messages, or these messages are sent out, and it's controlling muscle movement. And so if something goes wrong, that can affect the other parts of your body. That's why it's important to protect
it. One of the most famous people with just a dreadful spinal cord injury was Christopher Reeve, who played kind of the original Superman in movies. And he was one who had a severe spinal injury and through an equestrian event, I believe.
Right, and that was severe. And what we start off here, it says a spinal cord injury doesn't have to be deadly to be life-altering. Catherine, if something is life-altering, what does that mean?
Well, something that alters something else changes it. So what they're saying here is that a spinal cord injury doesn't actually have to be that big to really change your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it can change our lives, but it doesn't have to, it may not change it drastically, but even if it changes it slightly, that's still a pain. No pun intended.
Right.
Well, we continue with according to the Mayo Clinic, and we've talked about that, or we will talk about it more this month in another article. We see that come up a lot in various articles as different writers cite them and use their information. Anyway, according to the Mayo Clinic, damage to any part of the cord will affect bodily functions below the site of the injury. And so again, we have to look at where it is damaged on the spine, and it can affect, it says, functions below that side of the injury.
Right. So then we think oftentimes, if we think about where the injury occurs, that's why we get the term, if there's a spinal injury of either a quadriplegic or a paraplegic. So the cord has been damaged further down, much further down. You're usually paraplegic, and if it's been high, it oftentimes is you only have movement from your neck above. So, and then you are considered a quadriplegic because you can't function, basically.
Right. Very good explanation, Lois. Well, of course, if you are in a car accident, that can cause problems for your spine, or even a hard fall. We were talking about falling earlier. That can damage your spine. And it says here, these sort of accidents can have the same traumatic effect as a major athletic injury. And of course, if something is traumatic, it's what, Lois?
Well, if something's traumatic, it usually means that a real trauma has occurred. And so you can kind of describe how, in this incident, you can kind of describe how my bodily function or my movement was before the traumatic event mm-hmm. and how it is after.
Right. And so if something is traumatizing or if there's a traumatic event, it's devastating. It may be something terrible has happened.
Right.
And so, of course, we know about athletic injuries. We've talked recently about football, American football, and how they're doing research for helmets. And, of course, that's for safety. But in a lot of sports, you know, there are injuries, of course. And your spine is something you have to watch out for as well. But here they're saying if you're in a car accident, it could be just as bad as being in an accident playing a sport. Well, many athletes, both elite and recreational, put themselves at risk of spinal cord injury, just as I was talking about. But let's take a look at that word elite.
Yes, someone who is an elite athlete is someone who does it professionally. And so they're very, very good at this sport. All the professional athletes or even college athletes could be described as elite.
Okay, and then the word recreational. I played recreational softball when I was in college, and I was not a professional. In case you're wondering, I was not a professional softball player. But that just means you maybe play for a community league or something just for fun.
Or intramurals, we'll often
yes.
say. You're doing recreational, but it's intramural.
That's right.
In college.
Yes. Well, with this picture in mind, you can probably guess the types of movement that put your spine at risk. And they give us some examples here, and the first one is?
One is jumping or dropping a relatively long distance. So I think they're saying that when you land, there's potential for injury to your spine then.
Yeah, have you ever been standing somewhere and you think, I think I can make it. I can jump from here and I'll be okay. Especially the younger you are,
yeah.
you do those sorts of things.
Yeah, this article just made me think when I was a kid and you would swing on the swing set and then the thing to do was to jump out.
That's right.
And my mother hated that. And I'm starting to remember whenever you land, your whole body just kind of like
jars.
Jolts.
Yeah. And when you get older, it's your knees. Your knees feel like, oh my gosh, what just happened to my knees?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so a lot of times when you're a kid, for example, you'll jump off of all sorts of things,
right?
And most of the
yeah.
time it works out okay for you, but you have to be careful. So it says jumping, dropping a relatively long distance. And then, if you're falling, think of a cat. What do they mean, Catherine?
Well, cats always land on their feet, no matter which way they fall or are dropped.
But I don't like thinking of cats, so this might frighten me because I'm not a big cat lover.
Well, there's just something wrong with that.
Well, I think you like Catherine's cat, though.
Yes, she has a nice cat. Well, anyway, moving on. If you're falling, think like a cat because, as Catherine said, they land on their feet. So you need to try to land on your feet. Well, you don't want to land on your face, of course, or you just want to land improperly, right?
Right. You want to land properly. When you look at a cat's legs, you automatically see that they're bent, right? A cat's legs don't just stand totally straight. And you have to think about that when you're jumping off something, that you have your knees bent. And I know that anybody who's ever done like hand gliding or they're done parasailing or that sort of thing, or even jumped out of an airplane, they will say, make sure you land with your knees bent. So it's obviously very important.
It is very important. You think even when you're moving something, for example, you need to be careful with your back and you need to bend your knees mm-hmm. and remember those sorts of things. So bending your knees is very important.
Right, and they usually tell us to try to keep your back straight, right? Yeah. Your knees bent, but your back straight.
That's right. Well, research shows that landing with bent knees greatly minimizes the impact of a fall. It backs up just what we were saying, right?
And it does.
So, that's great. That's great when that happens. Well, so you want to just make sure that you keep your knees bent. Well, and next we see that you should not voluntarily jump off curbs. What's a curb, Catherine?
Well, a curb is the edge of a sidewalk where it kind of turns and goes down into the street. And usually they're only 6 inches high or so. I was kind of surprised to see that right here.
Yeah, I was thinking, though, if they've done a lot of traveling in Asia, as any of us will attest to, if you're in a city that gets monsoon rains or has a problem with flooding, Have you ever noticed how high the curbs are? They're like anywhere from 9 to 12 inches high from the pavement. So I can see that you do need to be careful jumping off that curb. And with our experience here living over in Asia, we see a lot of that.
That's right. And it says voluntarily, meaning that you're just doing it because you want to. Maybe you're doing it for fun. Of course, if you have to do it, that's a different story. But this is just for fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm thinking of, you know, all of us have heard little kids say this, Mommy, watch me jump! Mommy, watch me jump! And then sometimes you're thinking, child, that is really high. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and also you want to be careful not to jump off of picnic tables. That's kind of a funny one. I guess just giving you an example, you think of a picnic table. You're going out to have a picnic lunch and you're sitting down at the table to eat. But maybe when you're finished, especially if you're a kid or something, you're bored, so you start jumping off the table.
I mean, doesn't everyone like to do that? But actually, Brandon, there is that new sport now called parkour. Have y'all ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, it's an entire sport where people are leaping and jumping off of things onto other things. So I wonder if maybe the rider was kind of in some way acknowledging that.
Right.
You're keeping us all up to date, Catherine. Thank you.
But I do.
Or fences, of course. You don't want to climb up the top of the fence and jump off. I just imagine little kids doing this all the time.
I used to do that as a kid.
Or if you're a criminal and running away from the police, you might be jumping off a fence.
Yeah, that would be another reason for doing that. But we see kids, of course, jumping off of all sorts of things, but they just have to be careful. Well, it says if you haven't practiced jumping from those heights. Well, I guess if you're a kid and you've been practicing, that counts, right? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that really counts. But I think it means basically if you don't know what you're doing, don't try it.
Yeah, I would think if you have the experience of doing boot camp a lot, you'd be fine doing these kind of jumps.
Yeah, so I don't think little kids jumping off on their own really counts because they may not know what they're doing. But if you're an adult and you've practiced and you know what you're doing, that's a bit of a different story. Well, it says even if it's only a 3-foot drop, the backbone can twist. And, of course, the backbone here is referring to the spine. And you can stiffen up. And that is bad news, right? And I think Lois was talking about this earlier, about sometimes if you're overprotective, you might stiffen up.
Exactly.
And this is mentioned here again.
I think you oftentimes, if you're in a situation, I know like one time we were out snorkeling and scuba diving and we had to jump off something to get to our next spot. And I know I kind of stiffened up. And just before, and then I can remember my husband and someone else saying, no, relax, relax before you jump. And it really helped, right? Because you don't want that type of injury because then there's a what we call a real impact, right?
Yes.
And that's when damage is usually done.
That's right.
They've even done studies on car accidents, actually. And, like, if someone who's in a car accident was asleep at the time of the accident, they're more likely to escape injury or to have a smaller injury just because their body was so relaxed and fluid at the type of the impact. So really relaxing your body will help.
And another big problem, of course, is that your feet can slide out from under you, and that can cause lots of problems, right?
And it happens a lot, more often than you would think.
Yes, Catherine, we know. We've heard from you about that.
Sorry.
Well, it says here there are just too many accidents in the making. In the making? Do you want to make up these accidents?
No.
What does this mean?
In the making, just this kind of word saying here just means it is just part of life.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay.
Right.
Right. If there are just too many accidents in the making, that means if you do this, the potential for accidents is pretty high. Right.
The possibilities are endless.
Right. Yes. Right. So we just want to have fun, but be careful. You know, think about what you're doing. As I said at the very beginning, think before you jump because you could hurt yourself. Well, we have the last part of today's newsworthy clip. Let's go ahead and have our second reading for today.
Impact injuries can be more serious than people realize. A piece of bone can break off a vertebra, becoming a small sharp object dangerously close to the nerves coming from the spinal cord. After any crash, whether it's on a bike, a pair of skates, a vehicle, or in a game, take a few minutes to assess things. If there's a sharp pain in your back, wait a few moments to see if it subsides. If not, and if the back pain is too strong to bear, get immediate medical assistance. Another way to protect your spinal cord: work out. The backbone is supported by numerous ligaments. If these ligaments are strong and flexible because they've been regularly stretched, as well as strengthened with resistance work, that will help protect the stability of the spine and the spinal cord within it.
Well, Lois, just a moment ago you were talking about the word impact, and here we have impact injuries. What is meant by the word impact?
Well, impact is when something hits something else. So if two cars hit each other, the moment they hit is the moment of impact.
And if you're in that car and you're in an accident, well, that could cause an injury. And so here we're talking about impact injuries can be more serious than people realize. And a piece of bone can break off even, right?
Yes, it can. Can break off. So now we're just talking about one piece of bone. So some of our readers will go, I think they're mispronouncing that word vertebra, but we're not. If it's more than one, it's vertebrae. Okay, so that's when it's pluralized. And we're talking about one piece of bone coming off. And when I was reading this, I was kind of cringing, Brandon, because it says becoming a small, sharp object dangerously close to the nerves coming from the spinal cord. And this really scared me. And this made me think, wow, sometimes we do really silly things even in our adult life that we could cause this type of injury, and this could actually happen.
That's right.
You know, and it also kind of reminds you, you're thinking of your kind of more your outside of your body. At least that's how I think whenever I think of my spinal cord, because it's not as protected as we sometimes think it really is.
Mm-hmm.
But it also reminded me is, you know, be careful of your spinal cord, but you also have to be careful of inside. When you're eating, this reminded me of bones too, like a sharp little chicken bone. Like I kept thinking, that's dangerous. And this vertebra or vertebrae, little piece of a coming off, it's also very dangerous.
Yes, because it's a sharp object dangerously close to the nerves coming from the spinal cord. And that sounds like bad news, of course. And then it goes on to say after any crash, whether it's on a bike or skates or whatever, you need to take a few minutes to assess things. If you're assessing something, you're checking it out, right?
That's right. So you're kind of taking a moment to look at your body and see how it feels and decide whether or not it feels okay, or if you feel like you've been hurt and you need to go get it checked out.
I just had this experience at the very end of December. My husband and I were walking out in the woods. And there was a path, and it was covered in snow, but I didn't realize it had kind of chipped, broken ice underneath that was frozen. And I guess my boot caught on this ice, and I had a real, true fall, like that going down with a thud fall.
Oh.
And my husband said to me, just lay there. And I'm like thinking, you're really strange. Why do you want me just to lay there? But he wanted me to assess my injury first, make sure nothing had happened really seriously. And unfortunately, I really quite hurt my wrist, but I didn't, you know, hit my head or do any spinal damage or back damage or whatever. But that's what this article is relating to, too, that sometimes our instant reaction is to get up right away, especially if we feel like we've embarrassed ourselves.
Right.
You're in a crowd of people.
Yes.
You're so embarrassed. I'm all dressed up. Look what happened. But you're not actually supposed to do that.
Right. Wait and see. If you have a lot of pain, it says here, wait a few moments to see if the pain subsides or if it goes away, right? And so if not, and if the back pain is too strong to bear, then go to the doctor. Get immediate medical assistance. So you do wait a few moments to see if the pain goes away, and that's your way of assessing things.
Exactly.
Now, it says another way to protect your spinal cord is to work out. Go to the gym. Go for a run. I think here, though, it's talking about lift weights, right?
Yeah.
Because it talks later on here about resistance work. Well, it says the backbone is supported by numerous ligaments. ligaments, Catherine. What are ligaments?
Well, this word is also one of your specialized terms, but ligaments are tissues in your body, and they connect your bones to each other, and they limit your movement in your joints, and they also support your muscles. So these are very important that you take care of them.
Okay, so if these ligaments are strong and flexible because they've been regularly stretched as well as strengthened with resistance work, it's going to help you. And a resistance work is talking about, you know, working out and using weights. And of course, when you're lifting weights, there's some resistance there, and that helps to build muscles. And you want to work out your back as well mm-hmm. to build those muscles
yeah.
up.
You can also do it with a bar, like, as well. So you kind of holding on, and then you push against your weight, and then push back, and that really helps too.
Okay, and so it's important to work out. You want to protect the stability of the spine, making sure that it's very stable. And you also, of course, want to, you know, protect the spinal cord within it. And so not only do you need to pay attention to what you're doing, you know, don't jump off things in a crazy way, and also work out, go to the gym, make sure that you are taking good care of your body, including your back, and protecting your spine. So never, ever put your spine at risk. It's been day one of our Newsworthy Clips. That's what we've been talking about today here on day one. And we do have a sidebar there at the bottom of page 30. You'll see the title there, The Spinal Cord. You can refer to that to get more in-depth information. And we hope that you will join us again tomorrow as we talk about robot baby penguins. That's sure to be interesting. So we hope that you will join us once again. Until then, this is Brandon,
Catherine,
and Lois
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.